Final seconds to play out. Up in St Kilda's 50. The Cats have kicked 4-1 in the final term to make it safe. Cam Guthrie has a fresh area. Hill worked it around to steal as the siren sounds. It is an evening full of lament for St Kilda, and the Cats run them down. They bang the 4 points and march just that little further on into the top four. Geelong by 21 points.
We're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played. At home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark. Down at Gardenia Park.
For Geelong Community Solar Program, the Cats led it by 6 at quarter time, the Saints by 3 at half time, the Cats by 5 at the final change, and 21 at the close. Final score 10-8, 68 Geelong to St Kilda, 5-17, 47. In front of 26,712.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played, at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark, down at Gardenia Park.
For the winners, Rowan, Hawkins and Close each kicked 2. There were singles to Cameron, Narkle, Menegola and Cam Guthrie. While for the Saints, 2 for Membry, and 1 each to Steele and Butler. And Max King has kicked 1-5. Geelong by 21 points. Jordan Lewis and Jared Healy.
Yeah, so credit to Geelong. They've won the game, and a lot of the talk will be with them in the aftermath. But it was an opportunity miss for St Kilda, the inaccuracy. And it wasn't from, difficult shots. A lot of them were either from set shots or shots that were within the sort of the 45-degree in front of goals. And it was just, it really hurt them in the end, because a lot of their pressure and a lot of their game in the first half was really good. They controlled the game. They didn't allow Geelong to use the corridor. They had to force them down the line. And then they were able to rebound off the back of that. And it was just the inaccuracy that really sucked the energy out of them. And then once half-time came around and Geelong were able to change the way they moved the ball, they made St Kilda defend the whole ground, which once again zapped the energy. And then it came down to probably the Max King play, to be honest, when he had a chance to run into an open goal and convert to bring it back down to 10 points. And then they go back down the other end and Hawkins kicked the goal, and that was sort of it. That was the game over. But I'm a little bit with you, Jerry, that they've lost no admirers tonight. They've put out an amazing effort, probably their best game of the season, but unfortunately doesn't equate to the 4 points.
And their problem is it now leaves them in 11th place and 16 points, and there's other teams over the weekend that, well, potentially could go ahead of them. Carlton could if they win.
But that's only the short term. But ultimately, if they'd have continued on playing like they had over the last month, beating sides they're supposed to beat, like the Gold Coast, who nearly got another mention tonight along the way, as against having a loss against a quality side and unpicking that side a couple of times and really challenging that side and making them have to play their very best footy, to me suggests that, this loss is not an issue unless you let it go, then this is it. This is all we see.
Rowan Marshall's injury, though, that's compounds
gonna hurt
it, doesn't it?
But over the next month, if they can bank what they put out here and they can replicate that, they're going to win more than they lose over in the final 15 matches or however many there is left.
It looks like Parfitt's hand looks like a nasty injury, so there seems to be a toll on both sides of it.
But also they found a couple today, didn't they? I mean, I think Close has already announced himself. Certainly last week I thought he was really good, but tonight probably went up even further. And Jordan Clark, well, we saw in his very first year, he's got plenty of talent, but he won a contested ball down here when he was under the pump, got rid of it. He showed half a dozen things today.
The Frawley smother.
Yeah, that shows that he's ready to go, I think, ready to take the next step and challenge to become a regular member of this team. And it's a good year to be doing that.
And even Mitch Duncan. Mitch Duncan didn't start the game on fire, but second and third quarter, and certainly the fourth quarter, worked himself in. So they didn't play their absolute best along. They weren't able to, because St Kilda's pressure and the way that St Kilda were defending just didn't allow them to. But as good sides do, they find a way to win. And when the moments in the last quarter happen, and St Kilda failed when they had their moments, and Geelong were able to take advantage and really cement themselves as a top four side, their moments, they made the most of them.
Yeah, coming to the match, I was hoping that we saw a replica almost of, the three-headed monster display that we saw last week, because it was just glorious football to watch. But they're going to have to get used to sides pushing lots of numbers back and operating in congestion and still finding a way. And I think that means always giving the handball when it's there, not taking a cheap shot when you think you need to earn the glory, just to make sure they get the very best out of their opportunities inside the forward 50. But it was a really gutsy win in the finish, Geelong, because they were challenged on many levels.
Cats have got Gold Coast and then Collingwood in the next 2 weeks, and then the bye before Port Adelaide. So that's what's ahead for Geelong.
I think one of the important players is Radaglia. And I mean, there's a lot of organic growth left in a number of players at Geelong, and Radaglia is one. Can Radaglia jump up to become an effective tap ruckman? We know he's got a really good spring, but he doesn't seem to be able to work out where to hit the ball to advantage at this stage.
He's 198, so he's going to battle against some of the really... I know he's got a big spring, but against some of the best tall ruckmen, he's going to struggle.
Yeah, he probably... So the advantage is, what does he do around the ground? So he comes up against what I think is one of the best tap ruckmen in the competition tonight in Ryder, and probably lowered his colours, but what can you do around the ground? How do you upskill him to be able to have an impact either down the line or through the chain and make someone like Paddy Ryder defend?
I think he's one of those guys, though, Hutto, that can get his hand above everybody else, and you'd like to see him, when he's not under pressure, deliver it to a chest.
Should have a Cat song. Cats 6-3, St Kilda 4-5 as a result of all of that, Geelong by 21 points.
How did you rate that song, Louis? I think it always gives an indicator as to the game.
Yeah, I think the attitude would be, we came down the highway, we did what we needed to do, and let's have a shower and go home.
Yeah, I think they probably thought they got out of jail in some respects as well.
Yep, no doubt. I mean, just purely by viewing the game, that... It's hard not to give credit to Geelong because they won the game, yeah. But I just, my instinct said St Kilda, this was the one that St Kilda let go, purely through inaccuracy in front of goal.
Some really good reaction shots on the coverage too from some of the... Chip Frawley, he was pretty despondent. And then Brett Ratton just shaking the head as he grabbed his books to walk away. And obviously,
well,
saw
I think
Max
this
King
is the
earlier.
This is the moment where you go through the game and you go, what moment did I have but I didn't make the most of? And certainly the King instance, and then James Frawley had a couple of occasions coming out of the defensive 50 that he just turned the ball over, one from a smother, but two from an errant handball that just caused scores against when you're trying to build yourself back into the game and just put it out of reach.
It was a gamble, the Frawley decision, but I think it was a gamble that paid off. I mean, Tom Hawkins was, he had some impact, but he didn't dominate.
No, I think he only kicked the one goal for the game.
Got two at the end.
Two goals for the game. So Rowan kicks two goals, he kicks two goals, and Cameron just the one. So the keys were well held, really, and Frawley was a big part of that. But unfortunately, it was probably the smaller players that had a real impact on the scoreboard.
But it's no doubt an investment in the rest of the season, this particular match. There'd be a lot of guys there knowing that they've found another level. I mean, one of the keys is that Max King doesn't destroy himself reflecting on this. That if you go through the record books, there's a lot of great players that had won sixes and had games like that where he could also say, well, I've had seven opportunities. The next time is going to be four goals, three, and the time after that's going to be six goals, one. So someone's going to have to get in his ear and get the positives going very quickly, despite the fact that the world knows. You get shown it tomorrow for the Every Footy Show, I'll discuss it. But there's a lot of blokes out there can't get their hands on and can't get opportunities to kick seven goals, maybe eight goals.
So who does that and when? Is that immediately, do you reckon? Is that Brett Rutten now? Is it Jared Ruffhead?
Oh, I think if you flash to the rooms, Ruffy probably have an arm around him and say exactly what Jared was saying. I mean, he's it's hard for a player to accept that when you know you've let yourself down. But there were some positives with him in particular. I mean, his contested marking was probably the best that I've seen it. In the contest against Henry. Yeah, he was really aggressive. Never got outmarked, so he was good in that area. But it's natural instinct. Once you've come off the ground and you lose by, 19 points, your mind certainly drifts to the negatives.
But my concern, Jared, is for his kicking.
His kicking needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him have a shot at goal this time last year, and I spoke to one of the St Kilda coaches. He had no idea what he was doing with a banana, and that surprised me because when I grew up, you started kicking bananas. Yeah. That was the one kick. That was like the Stevie J of
the
day.
All the kids that I know can kick bananas. They just can't kick drop punts.
That's right. Yeah. So now that he's got an issue with his drop punt, and sometimes I get nervous saying that. But can I?
It didn't go unnoticed tonight either, Jared.
Do you explore the Harry Mackay approach?
Oh, well, I wouldn't with him. No, I mean, maybe he does, but really that's waving the flag. And you know, I think he's probably still growing. I think he probably needs some work with his technique, etc. But not much. I mean, he looks a pretty good kick to me.
He's still growing. He's 202 centimetres.
Yeah, but it's all sort of filling out. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't think he's going vertically, but he's going horizontally. And there's it was a challenge for him tonight. But you know, there's a lot of great players in the game now, and there has been right throughout their careers that have struggled in front of goal. So,
and that's my concern is that how many? There's definitely some examples of players that have fixed it over the time, but there's also plenty that really haven't.
Well, if I was him, I'd just get a tape out of what Gary Rowan does and emulate that, because he's just got everything going through the ball. And I see this young kid so often. He leans back on the ball and he's not getting his weight through it. But can I raise the other issue that he exposed tonight? And that is the way Geelong are setting up to cover the three tools. Now, last week they didn't have to worry about it because Richmond only played two. But let's just say they're playing in a grand final against the West Coast Eagles, who can throw all of the big guns, or they're playing against St Kilda in a grand final, throw all the big guns forward. Do they then have to bring Reece Stanley in to free up blitzers? Because I still think Henry is undersized for that role.
Yeah,
now, they've got Kolodashny as another option
as well.
Yeah,
but for me, Henry looked like the one that was out of his depth.
Yeah.
You know, he suits probably the medium to smaller type of players, and he can out-muscle them. But that was the issue in the forward 50. I think maybe as it evolves and Radigalia plays more game time, he's able to build up his endurance base from a game time point of view. Maybe Blixarves can be that other tool that stations himself down there. I didn't think it worked flicking Blixarves around tonight, playing him in the ruck and playing him on the wing, then playing him at sometimes down in the forward line.
Yeah.
He was probably better suited when a side plays three tools to be anchored to the defence.
So Geelong by 21 points. We're down in the rooms. Cam Guthrie topped all comers with 36 disposals tonight. Cam, welcome to AFL Nation. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks for having me, boys.
Just give us your overall summary. We've been pondering it for the last few minutes. What do you think?
It's tricky to say that for 120 minutes of footy into 30 seconds. But, I thought they were on top early. Who knows if they'd taken their chances. The game, could have gone very differently. I think when scoreboard pressure's applied, teams can get into catch-up mode and kind of fall away from what they usually do. But luckily for us, they didn't kick as truly as they would have hoped, and we kind of stayed in the game. And we just had a little burst in that last quarter, which kind of helped us get across the line.
It was high pressure, Cam, and it looked like St Kilda really denied you access to the corridor in the first half, and you had to play that long down the line game, which probably didn't necessarily suit you guys. Yet you come out after half time and chip backwards, but then that gave you access to the corridor. Was that a plan after half time?
Yeah, probably a little bit. I think probably the playing back here after over a year took a few of us by surprise, just how quick the ball moves. If we get a mark and get the game on our terms, it gives everyone a chance to catch their breath and big Hawkey up forward, a chance to recharge his energy. So, that was good that we were able to get kind of our ball movement back on track and take it forward when it suited us.
The two players that stood out to us tonight in terms of young players in Close and Clark, you must see these two kids developing nicely. Both had really good games from a pressure sense, but certainly when they had ball in hand, make really good decisions.
Yeah, for sure. Clarkie's a really talented player. I can see him playing a lot of footy for the Cats over the next kind of 8-10 years. And Closey, we really value his pressure And, yeah, it was really nice to see him rewarded with a nice little goal from the pocket. So, those two guys played really well tonight, but plenty of others too. So, team effort once again, and looking forward to the next couple of games before the bye.
Cam, how often does Zach Tuohy practice the barrel?
Yeah, Jared, he does it a little bit during training, and we were out there pre-game, and Scotty kind of gave him the green light. And, I reckon it's a spectacular part of the game. So, although, sometimes they might not always go to plan, I don't mind a bit of a risk. And I think the first quarter, he would have kicked it 65 metres. And the way he kind of carries and breaks open the game is a nice one to have up your sleeve.
Yeah, so we've had a look at it about 1,000 times, and it keeps getting better in flight. It seems to get elevation.
Hit the roof.
It did. It went as close to the roof as any kick I've seen here. It was must have been great to watch it out on the ground.
It was, mate. It went straight over my head, so I was turning around and charging. And from memory, it might have created a scoring shot for us. So it's not going to be our go-to play all the time, obviously. But, it's nice to kind of break the game open.
Is there a signal that you know it's coming?
We kind of flagged it pre-game that if he gets a slow point early, we might kind of go for that look. But it was kind of up to him in the end. Scotty was almost like, if you kick him well in the warm-up, have a crack. So he must have hit a few sleet and backed himself in.
Last week was so big, and I know Chris Scott made the comments about you're not going to fall in love with yourself, but it must have taken a bit to come down from last Friday night, and obviously you were a little bit slow to start tonight, but that was probably more to do with the Saints. So how was the week leading in?
Yeah, for me personally, I was wrapped with the way the boys went about it last week, but in the end, it's just another 4 points. We've got a bit of a history of big games against the Tigers over the last few years, so might have been a little bit more satisfying, but at the moment we're just trying to bank points and we're really keen to beat the really good teams when it counts. So we don't have we're not looking ahead to September too much yet, but the hard work starts now to set us up, and hopefully we can get there and repeat those kind of wins.
So when the game's at its hottest, and we talk about finals, and certainly tonight it felt like the first half was at that sort of level, who's the player that we wouldn't necessarily think of to be really vocal in that situation? I think we'd normally go Selwood or yourself or maybe Tommy Hawkins. Is there anyone else for us to look at when the game gets hot, when he's at his best?
Yeah, I think one that springs to mind is Lockie Henderson. I think he's had a really solid year for us down back. Some of his positioning off some of the competition's better forwards is super. He's really hard to beat in a contest, and he's kind of got that barking voice from down back too. So we're kind of always working at that communication side of things. There's kind of plenty of handovers nowadays. You're kind of not locked into one opponent, so it's a super important aspect of modern footy.
Can I ask you what your approach was to the centre bounce, given that Ryder's such a dominant figure?
Yeah, well, for me, it kind of starts during the week, scouting some of their hits. I think he missed some footy early on, and kind of since he's come back, they look like they've got their mojo back a little bit. And they've got some dangerous midfielders too. So, I kind of scoped some of his kind of favourite hits, and we're maybe a little bit undersized in there with Savin Blitz. So, we're probably more 70-30 attack-defence at the moment. Sorry, defence-attack, and if a ball comes our way, that's great. But we're kind of, trying to stop early exits and easy exits for them.
Now, Cam, we need an honest answer here. If you've got the footy, it's a slow play, you look ahead, there's two players in exactly the same position for your side. One of them is your brother. Do you kick to your brother instead of the other teammate?
He actually kicked it a couple of times for me today, which was nice. But, it's probably the highlight of my career, kind of being out there with him. And I'm really proud of the way he's gone about these last couple of games. But, we've got a number of players kind of in his boat who are kind of borderline, and hopefully we'll see a lot of them get a run. So it's nice to be out there with him.
So you finish this interview, you jump in the shower, you have your team meeting. Are you a drive-by-yourself type of operator, or do you come up with someone?
Yeah, I drove by myself today. A few of the boys took the bus, so I might... it's a long trip home, so I might try and grab someone to keep me a bit of company. But, some of these Melbourne games, we really look forward to. We get to see our Melbourne fans and embrace that side of it. I think we're back in Geelong next week, though, so looking forward to getting back on the home deck and kind of, as I said at the start, really attacking these last two games before the bye.
And music on the way home, or you got a podcast of one of Jared's shows, or what would you be listening to?
Oh, I might keep it on SCN, I reckon.
Very nice.
Call and say, good on you, Cam.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
Cam Guthrie after the Cats. 21-point win over the Saints. 10-8-68. St Kilda 5-17-47.